All right, every single week we have a tradition here on the show. We search the internet, we scour it, if you will, for people who just maybe had a random moment with a person but just couldn't get their name or number and follow up properly, so they had to reach out via the internet.
Yep, and that's when we find it. We bring it to life and bring you back together.
Strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist. May I?
Sure.
Woman for man, I gave you an accidental back scratch.
Oh, that sounds pleasant.
Or a little bold. We were strangers in the 27th row on a flight from Seattle to Louisville.
Oh.
Didn't even exchange hellos, but now I wish we had.
Oh.
You were so dang attractive, but you seemed queasy and kept putting your head on the seat in front of you.
Oh, no.
I was high on cold medication, decided you needed a back scratch. We both realized what was happening, but it was too late. I scratched your back in an affectionate manner for at least 5 seconds, no more than 10. I patted your back awkwardly at the conclusion of my back scratch and then pretended to be asleep.
We're just going to pretend like that didn't happen.
I didn't know. Like, what was I doing? Yep. When the flight landed, we exchanged those awkward smiles and deplaned.
Oh.
We will never speak of this again. So if you're reading this, I'm sorry. But who doesn't love a back scratch for reals?
This is true.
Even if it was from a complete stranger. Now, if you weren't too freaked out by the whole ordeal and want to get together and maybe exchange some more back scratches, let me know what the patch said on the arm of your jean jacket so I know it's you.
I mean, really, in the history of misconnections,
yeah.
I mean, that's not too bad.
That's pretty mild. And listen, the truth is, who doesn't love back scratches?
I just love the, like, inadvertently, she was like, they're there. And she starts scratching his back, and then I'm like, whoa, wait hang on, you're a complete stranger.
You. Yeah, exactly. Wait, sorry. Is this crossing a line?
It's
Craigslist missed connections.
This one's titled, Did You Lose a Ham? Man for woman ?
Okay.
You look tall for a woman. At least I think you are a woman.
We're not even sure. Okay.
You were wearing a beanie and were running by my house.
Uh-huh.
You see, my doorbell camera couldn't catch all your features.
Right.
From the look of your outfit, it didn't look like you were on a jog or were being chased, but the evidence of your adventure is laying in my mulch next to the sidewalk. You dropped your ham.
Wow. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Perhaps a bear broke into your kitchen and wanted to snatch it from the counter where it was cooling. And then you ran out grabbing the ham because you knew it was salty and wouldn't be good for the bear's cholesterol.
Oh, my gosh.
Or maybe you and some other friends you just met were snacking on it over the weekend, but then you woke up the next morning and it was gone.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, I'm not sure of all the possible scenarios under which someone might lose a ham.
Right, but I appreciate him trying to come up with some.
It's in worse shape than when the ham came into your life, perhaps due to the rain or a random vagrant gnawing on it.
Oh, gosh.
The brown fat on the outside isn't so deliciously crispy looking this morning.
Oh.
It's a bone-in ham. Not sure if it's obvious from the photo. And it's been eaten on some.
Yeah.
But there's definitely some serious meat left on it.
But it's also in mulch. Let's not forget that.
Looks like it was pretty tasty in its day.
In its day.
Anyway, it's laying on the mulch in between my landscape and in the sidewalk.
I don't think we're eating that.
I'm sure you'll be relieved to know where it is.
I don't think so.
If you'd like to pick it up and say, hi, I'd love to know more about you and about how this once delicious ham came to its final resting place on my property.
R.I.P. ham.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah, that one's, she has written off that ham. Like, I think she's left it for good. I don't think she's
assume, Kelly, but this gentleman is not. So.
Well, all right. But I still don't think in its current state, she's going to be able to save the ham in any way.
He's grasping at straws. You understand this, right? So whether
that.
You are just looking for the mystery person you scratched their back with on the flight, or you're looking for the person who might have dropped a ham in your front yard, it can be one thing, and that is
Craigslist.
Uh-huh.